This is Menachem Penner, the Manal of the Yeshiva, talking today about one of the 48 Kinyanim, B'miyut Derech Eretz, by limiting one's involvement with worldly concerns. Miyut Derech Eretz here, I hope, is not understood by any to be without Derech Eretz, without good midos, without treating each other with respect. Of course, that's one of the reasons why we are observing the mourning of the Sfira period now. But instead, it's b'miyut derech eretz, with minimizing one's worldly pursuits, one's trying to make a living. Kolomar, says the Maharal, af al gav shekol Torah she'eini mamalacha sofa lehi batel, even though, of course, we're told earlier in Pirkei Avos that any Torah that isn't accompanied by making a living will not last. The Torah certainly encourages lechatchila, that a person should have a job, that a person should not accept tzedakah, that they should be involved in the world. Mikomokom ein lo lasos malachto ikar. But still, says the Maharal, they shouldn't make their work the main event, the main striving of their life. Sometimes it's difficult to figure out how to create this balance. And one can't necessarily manage and make this decision based on hours alone. It's very difficult to get a job that will be able to support one's family in only 2 or 3 hours a day. So one can't simply measure this based on hours. One needs to measure this based on priorities. Priorities. At the end of the day, I am here to accomplish in Ruchnius, and I am here to do great things in terms of Torah. I only have one life, at least as far as I know. What am I going to accomplish in my life as far as Torah? Rav Nevensol writes in one of his sichos that although when it comes to material things, we say, Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechelko, who is rich, one who is satisfied with his possessions. It's not supposed to be true in Ruchnius. A person is not supposed to set a low bar. A person is not supposed to be satisfied with their Ruchnius accomplishments. And very often, we have it backwards. When it comes to our material goals, so there we're never satisfied. But when it comes to our spiritual goals, okay, I obviously was not meant to be a Talmud Chacham. I obviously was not meant to be. I have Rabbeim. I look at them. I'm just an average Balabas. There's no such thing as an average balabas. We're all given a lifetime to be able to make a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to His Torah. That's what we're here for. That's what we have to remember. There's a famous comment by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the MS Liakov. In Yoredeya, we're told that preferably a baby should nurse from a Jewish woman and not from a non-Jewish woman. Why is that? So it seems to be based on Rashi's interpretation of Moshe Rabbeinu. That we know that Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu went to various nursemaids and would not suckle from them. And eventually he would only suckle from a Jewish woman. Rashi says because such a person is roi to connect to talk to the Shechina. Somehow there's a confusion that is caused by a non-kosher substance. And even though mitzad hadin, it is certainly okay to do so, someone who's ra'i to talk to the Shechina shouldn't have even the nursing milk of a non-Jewish woman in him. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, but that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He was eventually going to speak to the Shechina. Maybe they knew that when the house lit up when he was born. But why should this be written down in the Shulchan Aruch? The answer is because we all have to strive for that. We can't forget that we are here to achieve greatness. Masa yagiu masai. Person has to say, as we're told in Tana Debe Eliyahu, Masa yagiu masai lemasai avosai Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When will I be able to make that kind of influence? I only have one life. I want it to count. B'miyut derech eretz. It's difficult to put an exact number of hours, an exact value on learning time versus work time. But we have to remember what we're here for in this world.